This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. Here's a question. Is it smart to install a smart lock? Smart locks replace standard locks with an electronic device, often battery-powered, that can be accessed using your smartphone. The pros, the cons, and the best options on the market if you're interested. But first, these tech headlines. Google faces a multi-billion dollar antitrust fine. The European Union's antitrust watchdog is expected to find Alphabet's Google illegally abused the dominance of its Android operating system for mobile phones, issue a multi-billion euro fine, and order changes to the company's Android-related business practices. The fine could surpass the $2.82 billion that the EU levied against Google last year for abusing its dominance to skew search results to favor its own comparison shopping service. The FCC has proposed an overhaul of the agency's online comment system after millions of fake comments were posted about a recent FCC rule change. The FCC's Ajit Pai said in a letter to two senators that he was proposing to rebuild and re-engineer the comment system to, quote, institute appropriate safeguards against abusive conduct. Among the changes proposed, a system designed to prove humans rather than bots provided information. And stolen U.S. military drone documents were found on sale on the dark web. An unidentified hacker sought buyers for maintenance documents about the MQ-9 Reaper drone. The journal writes that the researcher who spotted the attempted sale says the hacker's methods weren't particularly sophisticated and that his apparent success should raise concerns about what more advanced hacking groups may be stealing from the U.S. military. Coming up, if you're thinking about buying a smart lock, we have some pros and cons and options for you. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. There is a vote up at WSJ.com asking readers and listeners if it's smart to install a smart lock. Currently, winning is no with 66% of the votes. If you're still thinking about which way you go with this, there's help. Joining us via Skype now with more is contributor for The Wall Street Journal's Off Duty, Joshua Frulinger. Welcome back.
Thank you. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. So this was actually very timely. I was thinking about this and kind of trying to weigh it out. So smart locks, it's got its pros and cons.
You and everyone else are weighing it.
Yeah, exactly. It's come up a lot. It's like something that a lot of people, I feel, are considering at the moment. You know, on the one hand, it seems pretty cool to be able to do things from your smartphone, or if you're in a pinch, if you're always rushing around, to be able to be like, oh, let me just do that really quick via the app now that I've already left the house or what have you. So obviously there's some cool benefits to it. If one is considering going in this direction, why should they?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of reasons to do it. There's a lot of reasons not to do it. I think, you know, some of the biggest reasons to do so are certainly on the side of convenience. You know, as you mentioned, if you're juggling a lot of keys or you want to be able to get in easily and that kind of thing, that's one thing. That's just kind of the most obvious thing because you have a machine unlocking the door for you. But one of the things that is even bigger convenience is the fact that you can temporarily or permanently give access to other people to your home without needing to go and get keys copied. So, you know, if you've got family visiting and you want them to be able to get in, you can give them access either through an app or through a code if your smart lock has a key code. If you've got someone who needs to come in and do repairs, you can give them access to your home for only a few hours so that you give them a code, but that code isn't good after, you know, say 4 p.m. or something like that, as long as you know, they show up on time.
Right.
So those are certainly the biggest ones. There's also a lot of security functionality with it because the fact that it's all computerized and it's connected to your smartphone, which means it's also connected to the internet and the cloud, it means that you're getting a log of everyone who's come and gone from your home. So if you're away and you see suspicious activity, if your phone's saying, you know, someone entered your home and someone should not be entering your home, that's a pretty good indication that something's wrong. You wouldn't, you know, get that from a dumb lock.
Right. No, that's a really good point. These are all important things to think about. And as you write, and as they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. There are other things to think about here. What are some of the drawbacks or considerations we're thinking about that might lead one to maybe hold off?
Sure. I mean, keep in mind, you know, smart locks, even though they've been around for a few years, they're still really in their infancy in terms of design and security. And in order to make sure of that, I spoke to a locksmith in New York City who probably gets more business than anyone else in the world. And he mentioned that most of the locks, it's smart locks that are available right now, they're based on simple deadbolt technology, which means if you live in a major city like New York City or London or Tokyo or Singapore or wherever it may be, chances are a smart lock isn't going to work for you for a number of reasons. Number one, because a regular deadbolt can be pried open easily, which is, as this locksmith that I spoke to, his name's Jay Sofer, he said most people, you know, most people enter homes, break into homes by using a simple crowbar. And a regular smart lock, which tends to be a regular deadbolt, will be no match for one of those. Those kinds of things. Also, chances are most of the smart locks that are out on the market right now aren't even compatible with your door if you happen to live in a major city like New York City, because we use something called a mortise lock, which ironically is one of the oldest lock designs in the world, but it's also one of the more secure, and it can't really be pried open using a crowbar. And that's related to another, you know, kind of major minus of this thing. It means that you have to install the thing. And then keep in mind, by the time you install the thing, you're not done yet. You then still have to go and install an app and learn how to use the app and let other people know how to use the app and all that kind of thing. So what may seem at first like a convenience, if you think, oh, all I got to do is be near my door and it's going to open for me, that's true in a lot of cases, but it also means you're adding technology to the mix. And we all know what happens when you add technology to the mix. Sometimes it doesn't work right. You know, you may be coming home and that iPhone that you have in your purse or your back pocket happens to be out of batteries. And then you have to go, you know, into the backup mode, and you may as well carry a key anyway.
It's true. It's funny how tech helps and hurts sometimes. But let's talk some options, though, now. You broke it down lovely. Let's go the more affordable route.
Yeah, there's this company called August, and they were one of the first companies into the smart lock scene. So they've been around the block a few times, and they've been through several product iterations, and they make something called the August Lock. They have a really basic model. It's only $149, which, to be quite honest, isn't all that much more than replacing your deadbolt as it is. And that will do all the basic things. You know, that'll connect to your smartphone. That'll allow you to give people access to it via the smartphone and that kind of thing, but it does not have a keypad or any other ways to enter.
Gotcha. And what if you wanted something that had the latest features, taking it up a notch? What else is out there?
Well, there's a company called Nest, which you've probably heard of. This is a company that pretty much invented the smart thermostat.
Right.
They're now owned by Google, and they came out with their own smart lock just last month, I think it was, called the Nest Lock, obviously. But they made this thing in combination with, they collaborated with Yale, who's a well-known lock company. This one's nice because, first of all, it's nice to look at. It's really simple, very versatile, but it also combines all of the latest features. And if you're already someone who has Nest throughout your home, like Nest cameras and Nest security system and Nest Protect smoke detectors and that kind of thing, this will talk to all of your other devices, which means if it senses that someone's tampering with it, it'll trigger off an alarm and it'll notify authorities. If it senses that there's a fire in your home or something like that, it'll unlock the front door so that people can get in. So this one's just kind of the super high tech, the latest, the best of the best.
Cool. And just because it's sort of the word of the article, the best mortise lock. It's a lesson I learned.
And yeah, I learned this the hard way myself. I got to tell you, as someone who's nerdy about this stuff, I'm a little embarrassed to know that I've only known this word for about a week.
Okay.
So as I mentioned before, in most major cities where break-ins tend to be, you know, more of a problem, they use something called a mortise lock. You'll know if you have a mortise lock when you open your door and you look in the side and the whole lock is sort of like inside the door instead of being a simple cylinder like a deadbolt.
Okay.
You know it when you see it. It tends to be in higher security areas, in office buildings and in major cities. And interestingly, because of the complexity of this kind of lock, there aren't that many smart locks available in that format. There's a company called Igloo. They're out of Singapore, I believe, and they just released a lock called the Igloo Home, which they've been testing in Asia for a while, and they just launched it in the United States. And it combines all of the above features. So it's got the keypad, it's got the backup system. It even has an extra cool little feature where it comes with a few kind of like key fob, key card kind of thing. It'll cost you, though. That one's about $500 compared to the other ones that are around $200 to $300.
Good stuff. You can find it all at WSJ.com. Just look for Off Duty. Joshua, thanks so much.
No problem. Talk to you soon.
That's it for the Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.